Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Matilda Mavalukas. I am standing in for Nathan, who's taking the day off today. I want to wish everyone who has called in good morning, and those who are listening, well, it's afternoon, good afternoon, and good evening. Today is August the 12th, and we are talking to the African Leaders Council. The president for ALC is Austin Okay, and board member Eve Bowler. They'll be joining us today to discuss African Heritage Month. But before I call in, I invite my guests. I just want to say good morning for those who have called in. I believe this is Pianki. Pianki, good morning.
Good morning. You sound very refreshing today. Much, much better than
you know, Nathan will listen to this, right?
And hopefully so. Maybe he can learn something.
All right. Nathan, you've heard that? Take note. All right. And also good morning to, is this, let me be sure, is this Dr. Patrick? Okay. I have opened all the lines. Eve, Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Matilda. You sound refreshing, too, today.
All right. I think, okay, I'll take that as something positive. Thank you. All right, we'll just go ahead and dive in. And let me see, error code 822 ending in 4611. Good morning. Okay. So I will... We'll go ahead and start, Austin, and if you have any questions for the guests, please press 1. And if any comments or questions, please press 1. Austin, welcome to the show. We have had
you
before,
much.
And we are glad that you are able to come back and discuss with us the plans that African Leaders Council have. But if you could just remind the listeners, for those who are hearing you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Austin. And Matilda, thank you again. It's always good being on the show. Anytime you give me a call, definitely I'll be on. The African Leaders Council is actually is a 501c nonprofit poised to address and showcase, educate, and coordinate and provide access to resources and also to give direction for African U.S. citizens and residents on a local and state level. So that's basically what we're trying to do at the African Leaders Council. And our vision is to be a local, to have a local community where African U.S. citizens and residents actively participate in civic growth and development, cultural awareness, and sustainable capacity building. That's our vision. We want to see that kind of community in Florida of Africans that are civically engaged, that are participating locally in their community, that are engaging civic growth and development, that are culturally aware. They are proud to call themselves Africans, and then also create sustainable capacity building. That's the vision of ELC in Florida. So that's what we're all about. And our mission to accomplish that vision, to get a community of Africans that are like what I just mentioned, we have what we call three pillars. That's our mission, actually. We call it the three pillars of ELC. And the first one is to bring visibility to African citizens and residents. That's one of our missions, bring visibility to the African community here in Florida. And number two is to build civic leaders and in various professions. So we want to be civic leaders, leaders that are involved in the community, creating civic growth and development in different professions, whether you're a doctor, you're an engineer, you're an educator, you are a business owner, whatever you are, doing things in your local community as Africans, as an African. That's what we're trying to build. Leaders will do that. You might be doing stuff in community, yeah, I give to community, I give to this, but the question is, do you give as African? Do you say, oh, I'm an African? Are you proud of it? Do you showcase Africa and let people know that, oh, this is from the African community? So this is part of the leadership and training. We want to be giving people and helping people to understand what they have, because Africans, it seems we don't realize what we have and we downplay what we have. So we want to educate people and enlighten people about what we have so we can use it appropriately and in the right way. And then the third pillar is to foster civic representation. So apart from just doing things in the community, getting involved civically in whatever profession we are in, we want to start getting involved in our local community. You don't have to run for office to be civically represented as an African community. If you want to do that, that is good. We actually have somebody in Florida. I think he's the only African. I don't know if there's any other. Somebody, please correct me if you know of any other African that's holding. He was once a commissioner in Tallahassee, Florida, and then right now he's a property appraiser. He's in Leon County in Tallahassee. He's from Nigeria. He was around for our last Florida conference. So that's good. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be that. You can also be a member of your advisory board, your environmental board, your school board, your town development board, your health board. There are so many boards in your county and in your city that Africans can start participating and know what's going on around. Who tells you when to bring out your trash can and put it in? Who tells you when to turn on your water and stuff? All those are advisory boards that advise the local mayors and commissioners on what to do regarding how they live their lives. So we want to start creating that community of Africans representation for things like that. So that's the summary of African Leaders Council and what we are trying to do all over Florida.
Wow, thank you. And if the board member of African Leaders Council has all good morning, welcome Eve. Austin, back to you. The African Leaders Council, how many countries, or can you name a few countries that are represented in this organization? And is it something that... Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead. said,
if you have a number on hand, or if you know, list a few countries that are involved, and is it something that how does one become a member?
Yeah. Now, the thing about the African Leaders Council, we have a different model, because what everybody's used to, you join association, you become a member, you pay membership dues and stuff and things like that. African Leaders Council is different. So we have a different operational model. And our model is a volunteer-based organization. So if you want to work and help Africa and help Africans living here, it's something that has to come from your heart. You have to have a heart that, I want to support the African people. I want to do something to empower African people. So there is no membership entitlement that, because I'm a member, I'm supposed to have. No. We want Africans that are really out to help the community and help us become a better community and help us progress together without thinking of, what am I going to benefit? Definitely, you will benefit a lot as a result of the networking and the people you're going to meet through the process of organizing things and doing things like this, because you get to meet who is who. So, and then let's say you're a business person. You know, these days, business are based on personal relationship, who you know. Let's say you have a contracting, you're a contractor and you have a contract and you are involved in the community. You get to meet a lot of people and the rest. And then let's say there's a contract that comes in and you bid for that contract and you go there. And then you meet the people. They say, I know this guy. This guy is very involved. He's doing stuff. Then they like feel more confident that, this person is not going to take these resources and send it away. This person is going to use it right here in our local community, and they'll feel comfortable working. So those are some benefits and things like that you could get as a result of working, doing volunteering for organizations. The same thing happens when you work with other organizations that are doing things non-profit. You get to meet people, network, and get stuff. So, but ALC is a volunteer-based organization, and we have, like our board of directors, for example, we have Yves Willet from Central Africa, Cameroon. We have yourself, Matilda, from Southern Africa. I'm from Nigeria, I'm from Western Africa. We have Mereb from Eastern Africa, Eritrea. We have other spaces for other people. And right now, I just spoke with the one of our Florida region, Southwest Florida, in Fort Myers, organization, the African Network, who's now a part of the ALC. They are having a program later on in November, but it's our extension over there of we doing the same thing that we are doing right here, because we are based in Orange County, in the centrally in Orlando. They are also in Southwest Florida, pursuing the same agenda, trying to get the African community together. So we have volunteers from Ghana, from Nigeria, from Cameroon, Congo, Liberia, Cape Verde, Eritrea, Kenya, all the different countries. They all are part of that's the whole beat. And then we have people that are not just Africans, but they want to be a part of it. Some African Americans and some Americans, they want to support in doing, achieving, accomplishing these goals. They also join and we are open. We are not discriminatory in our nature. So we allow people, as long as you follow our mission and follow our vision, we are friends.
Perfect. And Eve, feel free to jump in as well. This question is both Eve and for Austin. Yes, we are quickly approaching the month of September, and as the title for the program is, September is African Heritage Month. It will be a two-part question. Well, first of all, let us talk about this. What is African Heritage Month, and how did September become the African Heritage Month? So, Austin or Eve, whichever one of you wants to lead on this, go ahead.
Sure. I want to give Austin a
you
quick
go ahead, bit. Yeah.
Yes. Quickly, how is the main question is how September had become the African Heritage Month. But prior to that, I'd like to come back to the previous question, you know, how you get involved with ALC. Yes, it's free to join, but you have to show leadership skill. We vet you at the end of the day. We vet you and make sure that you are fit. You know, everybody, you know, most of us, when we come here, we don't forget about Africa. Yes, we want to do something about it. But if we don't have the leadership skill to, you know, to accomplish it, you know, we let you know that, yeah, you can work in this capacity, right? And you can help promote. However, you know, in order to lead the vision, you have to show some leadership. But what we found out is most of us, it's not all of us that we've met who are come, when we come to America, we already have a leadership vision. You know, we know that we want to get somewhere. So we have not found somebody who is not capable of working within the African Leaders Council. Now, having said that, we noticed that Africans here are involved in so many areas, from government to, you know, to the private sector. So when we came to say we want to have a representation in the city, in the community, we found out that, well, in other, they let us know that, yeah, well, where are you? How do we know that you're here? And, you know, working with Africans actually all around the country, we realized that, you know, there is a focus on the Africans coming to America through the African Union, you know, in September, because that's when the African Union has a program at the United Nations. So the focus is on the African because a lot of our presidents, you know, and governments are coming here. So conveniently, I mean, we found out, hey, why don't we use that month as a way to celebrate Africans? And when we approach our you know, local governments in here in Central Florida or in Florida, we found out that it was actually open. You know, this is the time where, you know, they're really looking to find out about Africans. So, you know, as leaders, we made that request and it was granted, thanks to the leadership of Austin and everybody else who's worked from the beginning of this. So that's how September became the, you know, African Heritage Month. But it wouldn't have happened if they did not realize our leadership roles in every aspect domain where we are performing. That's what I wanted to add. Go ahead, Austin.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, to quickly add to that, like you said, just reiterated, the African Union September's Africa Month as well. And then this is something that Africa community has picked up in D.C., Washington, D.C., picked it up in Maryland and in different other states as well. I think Wisconsin too, if I'm not mistaken. So this Africans, they are picking up to have September as African Heritage Month. So the thing is kind of like spreading around the U.S. in various capacity where you have a strong African community. So we try to push as many African communities to do the same in whatever county that they are living in, if they can organize themselves together as Africans and then push so that one day it will become a national thing. But like in Washington, D.C.,
right,
September is African Heritage Month in Washington, D.C. Even the mayor, the government of Washington, D.C., they know that they have events, they have programs, they have things, the same thing Maryland. So we are trying to push that in Orange County and in City of Orlando. We've been able to do that. Our goal is that we'll reach out to other counties in Florida, hopefully, when we have a group of Africans there to coordinate things. So we can, over here in Orange County, maybe start it in September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, start our gala to kick it off. And then other people can have their different events as well simultaneously throughout the month of September. And then we can be visiting each other's own and showing support. And hopefully one day the state of Florida will say September is African Heritage Month. as a whole. So that's kind of like a little background. And another reason why we are doing that is part of our mission, like I said, part of our mission is to bring visibility to the African citizens and residents. So having an African Heritage mm-hmm. Month brings visibility. It showcases. So it's in line with one of our core missions. So that's why we're having it.
Okay. That's fantastic. I know I'm the one interviewing you, but I've also worked with the both of you on this different things that African Leaders Council is doing and African Heritage Month, but it's really good and refreshing to hear it. And for our viewers, I hope they're finding this interesting. You're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio, the show's perspective. I'm sitting in for Nathan. My name is Matilda Mavalukas. If you have a question, please press 1. Moving right along. So as I said, we are quickly approaching September, and we are starting off the month of September with a gala. So, Austin, could you start us off with that? And Eve, I'll be coming back to you. You chaired this last year. You championed the African Heritage Month last September. But let's start with Austin. What do we have in store for this year?
This year's gala is going to be very, very amazing, very interesting. Those of you that were around for last year's zone, you had a swell time. You last year we had our local county government representing the mayor and the city also coming to read the proclamation for African Heritage Month. So that was amazing. We had great foods from different countries. We ate, we had fun, music, nice. Everybody all dressed nice, African attire. Those that are wearing Africa put on their nice dress. So it was an amazing showcase. It was an amazing interaction, an amazing networking meeting. And then also, we also want to honor a part of the gala. We also like to put an award to honor some people that are doing amazingly well in their own respect. What we look at is, number one, how passionate are you about Africa? Are you proud to call yourself an African? And then secondly, what are you doing in the community to promote Africa? So there are a couple of people around Florida that we've nominated that we want to like recognize during the course of the gala. Like we have one that every, in Orlando, a lady from Nigeria that every Black History Month she does an Afrocentric event to showcase African culture and stuff. So she's in her own little way getting the whole community together to come and attend an event and learn about Africa and enjoy Africa. So that's the one person we're looking to recognize. And then there's another one from, Fort Lauderdale from Cameroon. She does a lot of African activities, both in the area of events, fashion, culture, dance, stuff in Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. So one that we've also nominated to recognize so that we can appreciate them. Because the reason we are doing this is time we need to start recognizing our own. We want to encourage people to start doing things for Africa, doing things to showcase your heritage, where you are from. Let be African and be proud and unapologetically be an African. So we want to encourage people to do that. And when people do that, we have to recognize them. As they say, if you don't blow your trumpet, nobody will blow it for you.
That's right. That is right. So, yes, speaking of the African Heritage Month, I know we started with what we're expecting this year, but Eve, can we talk about last year? Are the recipients that you could mention, who were some of the recipients or what they had achieved in the past, and how the event was last year?
Okay. I want to remind us of Dr. Ngoa, who made a discovery. He was making a research on how to detect what you call it, cancer cells. Cancer cells in the body. A revolutionary and very innovative way of identifying those cells in order to cure them. The difficulty up to today in curing toward the cure of cancer has been the fact that we cannot detect the cell itself. We know the area or the organ that's affected, but we pretty much have to weaken the organ. You know, we have to weaken the organ in order to kill all the cells, and hopefully the body will recover on time. However, if we detect the cancer, the cell itself, you know, we go after that cell, and the body has the capability of, you know, of healing itself. Hopefully, I hope we all know that our native doctor back home, that we usually call witch, you know the capacity of our body. That's why they give us natural herbs and stuff. We think that, how can they do that? You just go there to the back of his house, find the herb, and you cure everything. No. Well, they know that if you give our body what it will rejuvenate. However, so in this area, Dr. Ngoa, you know, were able to identify the cancer cell, and, you know, it was unique, in the world. So that's one thing that we recognize was right here in our backyard in Orlando. He's a doctor in, at Harvard in, Massachusetts. But Boston, Massachusetts, but he's from Orlando. And so we were very proud to recognize him. We also have an international soccer player from Cape Verde, in the area. So, you know, he took his skill and is doing an amazing work as, you know, trainer for the youth. Now, his work among actually helping to develop Orlando as, you know, a soccer world area. To the fact that we are actually planning on having some of the Orlando is moving to get to host World Cup games here. You know, as they come, when they come to America. Why is it possible? Because the area from the youth are already soccer lovers. So we have played a role in that, and, you know, the African Leaders Council have honored one of ours who are impacting that culture of love of soccer, you know, just like we do it back home. So these are a couple of people that we recognize, and by doing that, showing these pioneers, we showed to the community at large that we are actually impacting. We hear they are usually asking, where are the Africans? What are they doing? And the African Leaders Council were able to identify that we're doing it. We are not Brazilian. We are Cape Verdean from Africa, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. The lines are open for anyone who has a question. The number to call is 319-527-6219 if you're listening online. That number, again, is 319-527-6219. When you call in and you have a question, please press 1. The phone lines are open. Pianki, I know you pressed 1 way before we started, but I know you have a question. So I'll go ahead and open your mic. If you have a question or a comment, you can make it now.
Oh, it's very interesting subject matter that they're elaborating on. I'm enjoying it very, very much so. So I'm going to continue to listen.
Thank you.
All right. I know in the last lot of programs we've had on ZBTR, you do ask this type of questions. Why aren't Africans doing this and that? So I hope that they are doing something about it. Thank you.
Well, they are. And they're not waiting on government, apparently, and government leaders to do it for them. You know, it's almost literally impossible for any one person to become a government leader, to be astute in a vast array of things. That has to come from the people themselves, and particularly those that's in the diaspora who have the access and the influence of so much technology in all different fields.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Bianchi. Going back to Austin and Eve, and I do thank you for taking this time out. I know today is a day that's loaded with so much coming up for September. Both of you are busy today, but I thank you for taking this time out to come on the show. Back to September African Heritage Month. Austin, you did mention a gala that is on the 1st of September. That's a Friday, and it seems like, how are the plans coming along? Is it something that people need to buy tickets or there's sponsorship, or what can you tell us about it?
To participate in the gala, because one of the point that people love coming to the gala for is the food, the culture, and then the dance, music, especially the food, because what we try to do in the gala is we try to meet people from different countries. We like cook your traditional food, prepare your traditional food. We have the general caterer that does the general catering food, general food, and then we also spice it up with food from different countries. We tell somebody from Cape Verde, cook one of your delicacies. Somebody from Cameroon, cook one of your delicacies. From Congo, cook one of your delicacies. Liberia, different countries like that, and bring. So people can come and say, oh, this food, this is interesting. What did you use to make it? Oh, we use cassava leaf in my country too, but this is how we prepare it. You guys prepare it differently. That's interesting. So things like that. It's really, really interesting. It's a catch, it's a draw. A lot of people come and do that. So to get tickets for the gala, there is the individual ticket if you want to come as an individual, and then if you want to come as a corporate entity or as a business, there is also a ticket for that. And if you want to come as an association or a group or an association, there's also a ticket. There are different categories. So if you want to get a ticket, you can just go to our website, go to africanleaderscouncil.org/gala, and you will see the ticket lineup over there. So it's African Leaders Council, ICANLEADERSCOUNCIL.org/gala. You can't miss it with that.
Okay, perfect. Roger, good morning. Did you have a question for my guest today? Kelvin? Okay, your mic is open, so feel free to...
Morning, Matilda. Oh, interesting topic, learning a lot. I'm just listening in. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelvin. And Kelvin, I'll later come back to you so you can let us know what's coming up on the next job. Well, Roger will be able to do that. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, so often I know this is the third... Well, before we go to that question, what is expected for Saturday, September 2nd, and Sunday, September 3rd, for the African Heritage Month?
Oh, okay, yeah. We have, you know, like we said, it's African Heritage Month, not African Heritage Day. So there are other events that we're trying to foster in African Leaders Council. So we are trying to foster other companies, other African businesses, other African event planners, other African communities to organize events throughout the month, to organize things throughout the month. So there are other things that are being organized, like there is a company in Orlando called Africans in Orlando, LLC, that promotes African organized events and does anything Africa in Orlando. So what they're doing for the second and the third is they are having a social night called Social Africana on Saturday the 2nd at 10 p.m. It's a red carpet event, invited a lot of people in the community, a lot of people that want to party and stuff to come. And then on the next day, The same company is also in the Orlando African Fashion Show. For the first time, we're having an Orlando African Fashion Show to showcase. Now, what the company is doing is really impressive. They're trying to showcase African designers. So we get both local and those from out of state that can come. Local fashion designers come, they get the models, do your outfit for them, showcase your work. And then we'll get the Orlando community. We get all the fashionistas. We invite all of them as guests. Come over, come and see African fashion. So that's happening on Sunday, September 3rd at VIP, start 6 p.m. Then general admission and the others open. The door opens at 7 p.m. for that one. Then in later in the month, we're thinking of somebody that's interested in having a business a seminar forum also for the 9th. We're still working to finalize on that. Then on the 16th, there is an African dance workshop by a lady from Senegal that does dance and workouts and stuff and things like that. So she's working on that. We're following up with her on that to see how that is going. And then also there's another lady from Togo. She has a clothing and braiding a salon. So she is planning a women empowerment event, African hair and fashion event on the 23rd also. So that's a couple of the events from different people that they are trying to do something in the month of September. I think there is another guy from Nigeria that's trying to have another event, hopefully, I think, on the 16th, I think, also as well. So, but we're still waiting to hear from that. So we try to put all these events out there, anything African that's going on throughout the month. So that's how September is going to look like for us living here in Orange County.
Perfect. Now, you have mentioned a lot about Orlando and Orange County. What ALC is doing, or this African Heritage Month, are they just restricted to Orlando, Florida, or is it just restricted to Florida? Can it just be done in other states?
What we're trying to do as ALC is, right now we've gotten a proclamation from the city of Orlando and from the from Orange County, which is kind of like where we reside, because like this Orange County and Orlando is, if you look at the map of Florida, we are right there in the center, like in the center of Florida. So that is like a central hub. So we've been able to do that. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get Africa, like this organization, the African Network in Southwest Florida, hopefully next year, that will be part of the agenda that we will push with them and say, hey, in your county over there, get a proclamation for September. And then the same thing when we get people in North Florida, West Florida, all the different regions in Florida, we can in Tallahassee as well. We are, like right now, we're assembling a couple of people to get the African community together in Tampa area. There's another one we're trying to get together in Tallahassee also. There are a couple of Africans there that have indicated and trying to pull things together. We'll go there, help them out. We'll start with a town hall and things like that, and then in Jacksonville as well too. And so that's how we're trying to do it. We don't want to just jump the gun. It's a process, and we'll follow the process till it gets there. Once they can get together, organize, it's all about organization. Once Africans can organize, then you can meet your local authority and say, hey, this is what we want. So what we're trying to do is foster that organization. That's what African Leaders Council is trying to do, foster that organization of Africans in different regions in Africa, and then reaching out to their local authorities and having that proclamation, getting that recognition, and then start doing things like this. So in the long run, it's something that's going to spread all over Florida. And then also, it will push to other states as well, because there is somebody from California that called me, hey, I'd like to do this. So she keeps calling me from time to time, like, how do I go about this? And I give advice. I'm like, hey, see, don't just jump into it. Get a network, get Africans together, start in small groups, share the vision, get passionate people. And then from there, you can have I just give advice on how to go about it. So as other states and people, Africans in different places, see it, they will begin to do that, and hopefully it will spread all over the country.
All right, perfect. Now, Eve, I don't know how long you've been in Florida. I've been in Florida, it'll be 3 years this year. And in my experience, I'm seeing a lot of participation from the time that I came and up to now. And even just speaking of this year alone in Florida or here in Central Florida, we have seen quite a high number of participation in amongst the African community. Now, Eve, I know you might claim yourself to belong to three countries. How that is possible, only God knows.
It's Pan-African.
Yes, Pan-African, there we go. In your experience having lived in Florida this long, what have been, how are you seeing the participation of Africans within ALC or just Africans in general in terms of getting together and looking at the vision that ALC has to bring visibility to African citizens and residents? Could you talk about that? Oh, sorry, Eve, I'm sorry. I muted your line, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eve. Uh-oh, did I close his line completely? Bear with me, technical difficulties here. Blame me and nobody else. Eve, go ahead, your line was muted.
Okay, how do I see the participation of Africans in African Leaders Council? Well, in the activities that we do, they're very receptive of all we're doing. So it's really been a matter of letting them know what we're doing. In fact, they've always welcomed this initiative, right? They always welcome our initiative. We are one of a kind, just for the African community. Just for everyone to know, when we come to America, we seem to realize to see how everybody else is making it. Those who are making it successfully in any area, they've had a network. They've had a network that has paired for them and that have advocated for their representation. You see, today, our current president, in order for him to be in power today, he had to have a core group from the time he was in New York that had carried him all the way to today. That's how the Chinese today, their economy is going, because, they've worked, they've understood that America, if you have a network of community that care for you and that care for your representation, you will make it, because this is a society where the fiscal income supports communities helping communities. That's how people make it. That's how people take it to the next level. We, at the African Leaders Council, in our vision, if you understood it, that's exactly what we're doing, for our community. And we're effectively doing, we're not just talking. We are, during the event, we are showcasing what we are doing throughout the year. So when we present that, whenever we present it to the Africans, community, they are very receptive, and they jump on board. So the answer is, whenever we present this, what we're doing, knowing that we are not replacing their country, community, their country's organization or their village organizations, where we are really looking to make put the footprint of the community here in America, that's, they're very receptive of it.
Okay. Great. I'm very excited with the African Heritage Month coming up in September. This year was a blast for me. I missed the first one, but I did attend the next day's event, and everyone was raving about that that gala, and I really wished I was there. So I made it a point that the next year I was going to be there, and I attended that next year. This is the third one. So often this is our third celebration But by the fifth year, do you have any goals where you would want to see the African Leaders Council and African Heritage Month?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's always, you know, life. Once you live life without purpose, once you live life without vision, it's like you're walking in the dark. So ALC, the gala, in the next 5 years, we want it to be, we're looking at it to be something that will be so powerful, because we are a strong community. It will be something that will be so powerful that people will be urging and begging to attend, that we might say, oh, sorry, it's by invitation only, because we might not have space for everybody. And then we're looking, because we want, hopefully by 5 years, we would have made so much impact in the community that people will want to identify, because people always like to identify with something that's causing, making a positive impact. So that's the goal for the next 5 years. And we look forward to a stage where once we are having that big gala, it will be like a conference where we'll have all our different region coordinators from all the different parts of Florida coming for the gala, and then we'll have a great time. They will come, say, this is what the African community is doing in North Florida, this is what the African community is doing in West Florida, this is what the African community is doing in South Florida, and stuff like that. And then it will be an educative, exciting experience. That's where we're looking at it. A time will come that we'll start having presidents and start having governors wanting to attend the gala, just to show that they support the African community. So that's what we're looking at.
Absolutely. I can see being just being bold enough to invite the leaders who are attending the UN to come and grace us with their presence at the African Heritage Month.
Absolutely.
Roger or Kelvin, if you could let us know, we are quickly coming up to the end of the hour, what are we expecting on the next program?
Good morning, Ms. Lucas, and thank you for a great show. Yes, we are going to review the just ended election in Kenya and see if there is anything we can borrow from there going forward in our own country, in Zambia.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And in the last 10 minutes, if there are any questions, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments concerning the program that we are currently discussing, press 1 and your mic will be open. For those whose mics are open, feel free to jump in. Now, Austin and Eve, I've heard you mention quite a number of times the focus is here with Africans in their communities. What about Africans who are trying to do something for their communities back home? They're looking back. What are your words of advice or encouragement, or how does this differentiate with ALC's vision?
Yeah, what we do with ALC is there are other organizations that we will partner with that are doing things, African organizations, of course, that are doing things in Africa and the rest. So people who want to do things, what ALC will probably be doing is more like a referral. We're like, oh, okay, this organization, they are doing a lot of things in this country. You're trying to do something in that country. Okay, please work with this organization. Because our focus is there are so many organizations that are already doing things in Africa, but there is no organization that's doing things for African citizens. Or if at all there is any, probably you can count them. That is doing things for African citizens and residents that are living over here. What organization is doing things for African students? What organization is doing things for African business owners? What organization is doing things for African kids over here? So what organization is doing things that will make them be proud to say, I am African? So most of the time, our attention is let's do things in Africa, which is good on our individual areas. We can we can do that. So most people, they're like, oh, no, why will you? You need to do something. I'm like, yes, there are. Everybody is like, it's like a walking machine. Everybody has a role to play. There are organizations that are doing that. ALC can promote those organizations and people that are interested in doing that. Hey, we have this community partner that does things in Kenya. You have this community partner that does things in Zambia. Since you are looking to do something in Zambia, connect with this organization, work with them. But ALC, we won't carry the project and the rest. They have a project. If you want to do a project, we'll connect you. We'll be a part of it. We'll support you and do it. But the ground runs and the operations will be by that organization that is in that country that's doing things there in Africa. Our focus is U.S. citizens, African U.S. citizens, and residents over here. How do we improve our lives? How do we get involved? How do we become a very strong economical and social and cultural community over here in the U.S.? Because the truth is that here is actually home now for a lot of us and the kids.
Yes, that's so correct. And I know time is quickly running out, but and I still have some loaded questions for both of us, both of you, Eve and Austin. We have had, ALC has had workshops in the past, immigration workshop, and recently, a few weeks ago, ALC had partnered with an immigration lawyer to work on work visas and student visas to make sure that you're in status. Can you just touch a little bit on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What we're trying to do is ALC, whatever we come in contact with, whatever opportunity we get in course of our interaction with local officials, with communities and business owners, we try to bring it to the African community. So anything we see that's good, we try to bring it to the African community. We tell them, hey, see, why don't you come and do something with the African Leaders Council to help the African community? We always try to pitch that anytime we meet people. So we had an immigration seminar, an immigration attorney that was specialized in work sponsorship visa to come give a seminar on what you should know if you're a business owner. How do you go about sponsoring somebody's visa? What's the process? If you are somebody that's looking for work sponsorship, an employee, how do you go about it? So she came, talked about it. And then also, we also have general immigration seminars and stuff like that. We're looking to have a business one very soon. So we try to bring these opportunities and access and resources that we discover to the African community anytime we find them.
Okay. Eve, I have a question for you, but you may have a minute or less to respond, and then Austin, you will close in by telling how our listening audience how they can be in touch, what information you'd like to share. So Eve, very quickly, I know you're passionate about preserving African culture, and you're also passionate about businesses. Coming up in the near future, we're going to have something partnering with businesses. But can you also talk about that and quickly talk about how we Africans are preserving our culture while here in the U.S.? Okay, don't tell me I muted you again. No, your mic is open. Okay, while we're waiting for Eve to respond, Austin, real quick, because time is, we're quickly closing. How, if anyone is interested in learning more about African Leaders Council, which is ALC, and also interested in African Heritage Month, how can they be in touch and where can they find this information?
To get the information, if you're on Facebook, all you need to do is just type African Leaders Council on Facebook. Once you type that, African Leaders Council on Facebook, you will get African Leaders Council on Facebook. You will see our page. We put all our information there, and the link to the website will be there. So if you cannot remember the website I mentioned before, which is www.africanleaderscouncil.org/Gala to get your tickets, you can just remember African Leaders Council and just search for it on Facebook. And then you will see we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on Instagram, we are on LinkedIn. So wherever you go, whichever one you use, you will find us. So just search for it, and then you can connect and follow us, like us, and keep up to speed.
Okay. Eve, are you back? Okay.
All yes, right. I'm here. Like
okay.
Earlier, I put myself on mute. As you know, I'm doing my thing here, and hopefully I'm going to be recognized next year as one of the innovative in the financial world for the African community. So
you have
that's what I'm doing today.
Okay, great. Yes, you are at the back to school bash. If you could within a minute tell us what African Leaders Council is doing to preserve African culture and business entrepreneurship. In a minute.
What African Leaders Council is doing, in a nutshell, is we are the first, wherever we are the first to recognize our achievements, the achievements of the Africans in the community. That's under 1 minute. I think it's usually easier to illustrate what is happening. For example, I'm a computer guy, and we know that nothing in this country works without taxes and the money that is coming from taxes. So this organization who is getting ready to take over the world, the country, in tax processing, you know, came to me, and I was able to identify, to use my skills as a computer engineer to create a system that will allow them to, you know, process taxes at every level. That's what African Leaders Council is doing, you know, help giving us, letting us realize that we are a force to reckon with. We are real contributors to this community. You know, ever since I've been working with the African Leaders Council, you know, I've had that boost of confidence, understanding my place in this community in America, and actually playing a role, you know, an impactful role. So essentially, please call us, let us know how we can be an inspiration for you to do it in your part of the country. We have to do it in order for us, you know, to make it here. What African Leaders Council is, finally, this is what I want to say, what African Leaders Council is doing, make sure that we Africans in the second coming here, we don't want to be slaves of a system that's in place. If you don't have a group to hold you, you're going to be a servant. And we don't want to do that. So you want to understand your force. You want to know how you can be an impactful for your community. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you for calling in. Drop the call and then call back in for the next program open forum. Have a great day, Eve and Austin. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, Matilda. You have a wonderful one.
You too. Thank you.